the Earth Guard. The planet's most powerful heroes united in the common goal of protecting the innocent people of planet Earth and defending them from threats of all kinds. From the guard tower, their base of operations, they watch over the citizens and spring into action at any sign of danger. To that end, the guard takes shifts monitoring events all over the globe. Sooner or later, they all have to take a shift of guard duty.
This week, Mr. Fahrenheit and Voodoo Lady in Morning People.
Oh, hey, Voodoo Lady. Great, glad you're finally here. Grab a seat.
I stopped off at home for a change of clothes.
Not a problem. How was it?
It was solemn. The stallion gave a speech, then the president said a few words.
Oh, that's good. At least you got somebody respectable in there. Play 500?
Listen, everyone wanted me to thank you.
For what?
You know, for taking a shift on your own up here while we all attended Ocean Man's funeral.
Oh, that? Yeah, you're welcome. No big deal.
If you want to take a minute to go down and pay your respects, I could...
No, don't worry about it.
It's no trouble, really.
Seriously, never really liked the guy anyway. Forget it. So are we playing?
What?
I didn't care for him. I don't want to go to his funeral.
It doesn't matter if you liked him or not. How about a little respect? The guy just saved the country, and by extension, you. Doesn't that deserve a little thanks?
Yeah, sure. And I'll make sure to mention it to him next time I see him. Look, the guy lied to me, to the face, for years. So I'm not his biggest fan, okay? I'm not going to pretend I loved him just because he did one good thing before he kicked it.
It's called redemption, jackass. You might want to look it up.
I'll let you know when I get that far into the dictionary. So far, I'm only up to hypocrite.
Excuse me? What is that supposed to mean?
You voted him off the team, too, remember?
And if he had lived, I would have voted him back on again.
Jesus, wishy-washy! You stopped one little villain.
Little? It was an army!
I could have stopped them.
Really? That would have been something. What with you being locked inside a cell, living out your worst fears.
I meant if I was in his place, and I wouldn't have died doing it.
How's that exactly? How would you have single-handedly stopped the invading Atlantean army and come out okay?
I would have just heated up their things, you know. I don't have to justify myself to you.
Yeah, okay.
Are you gonna play cards or not?
No, I'm not going to play your stupid cards.
Solitaire it is.
What is your obsession with playing games, anyway?
In case you hadn't noticed, it's boring up here. Something's got to pass the time. And I doubt we're going to be getting into enthralling conversations anytime soon.
You should be on duty with the Jackmore.
Crazy? Not a chance. That kid's a freaking Scrabble genius. What?
You know he cheats, right?
What?
He's got a little pouch of letters on that belt of his.
He cheated? Hang on. That doesn't make any sense. How could he know which letters he was pulling out? I mean, he was just whipping those words out. Bam! You know.
All I know is he's got a sack this big full of nothing but letters.
That damn piece of crap.
Oh, man, maybe I shouldn't have said anything. Now you won't want to go to his funeral either.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I never should have married you.
What?
Oh, that's right, you're not my wife. So why are you nagging me like her?
Nice, I'm sure Ellen would love to hear that.
Whatever, I could tell your husband. What's his name? Sean, way worse things about you.
Like what?
Like about how you and I secretly meet in the horse once a week, peel off our costumes, and make them...
Gross! That would never, ever, ever, ever happen!
Yeah, but he'd totally believe me. Plus, he's a big wuss. What's he gonna do? Slap me?
And you don't think Ellen would divorce you if you admitted to an affair with me?
Whatever. You're better looking than she is.
But we're not having an affair.
Well, we could. Yeah, shut up!
Look, the man died. I mean, I didn't exactly love him either, but when a guy gives his life for the greater good, you overlook the fact that he had a twitchy little weasel voice.
And how he used to just blab on and on about the stupidest things. Yeah, well, General Mantrace has begun a new initiative in his new military recruitment drive, offering 3 clamshells to the family of each boy who enlists.
We've been very busy with the Dalphanian fighters, yes, and we're not really sure if there's enough kelp to feed both of us and them, so...
Of course, the fact that it was all complete bull explains a lot.
Speaking of complete bull, I always wondered why he wore a mask if he was from Atlantis. I mean, who's going to recognize him?
Besides, he's the freaking king of Atlantis. Even if one of us surface worlders did somehow get to Atlantis, we'd have to worry about recognizing the bridge of his nose. We'd know him from the palace.
Not to mention, why would an underwater guy from Atlantis wear a full-body skin-tight outfit when he went in the water?
Oh, did you ever notice his costume has fins on it?
So
he can turn into water. What are the fins for? He does not have to swim.
Man, that guy was so full of crap. You think it was even him in that bucket in the hospital that time?
That time with Lady Luna? Who knows? It was Super Bowl weekend. Maybe he just wanted the time off to see the game. I slipped off once to see a Yanks game.
Before or after you slipped off with your mermaids.
Hey, shut up about that. They still could be real.
Oh, and I'm sure the mollusk will be only too happy to give you their numbers.
Mermaids don't have phones, stupid.
That's not the only thing they don't have.
What are you talking about?
Their bottom half is the fish half.
So?
So, fish lay eggs. They don't, you know.
What?
Hey, anybody up there?
We're here, Jack. What's up?
Disastrous is back here in SF. She's cracked the Golden Gate and the thing's full of cars.
Jack, I need to ask you a very important question. Do you cheat at Scrabble?
What?
I said, do you cheat at Scrabble?
What? No, this isn't really the time.
Look, did you cheat when you played with me?
People are gonna die here if we don't help them.
We're on it. Attention, guard. Disastrous popped up in good old San Francisco. Let's report to the Golden Gate Bridge and stop the bitch. And save people. Voodoo Lady out. What's the big idea, jackass?
You said he cheated.
Yeah, well, there's a time and a place for everything, dip.
Shut up.
Guard Duty by Jordan D. White, with Michael D. Murkowski as the narrator, Elijah Weberhan as Mr. Fahrenheit, Devin White as Voodoo Lady, Jordan D. White as the Jack, with theme song by Michael D. Murkowski.